Angels, angels. No men allowed.
Angel Campy.
These are the best I could bring you, and I apologize.
Mel Jones.
I'm just saying this because I'm hoping to make the promo.
Kate Pinchuk.
I have the voice of a harida.
Tumi Mkar.
I feel like I'm doing a pageant. I'm 27 years old, but I look 12.
Names and places have been changed to protect the innocent.
Okay, so you were aggressively dating and then you took him on a date.
Yes.
And it went very well. And you didn't get off social media, but you got off in a different way.
Yes. He made me laugh all night long.
He must have been so tired from all that.
Listen, it's no longer smutty because you're married. It's your husband now.
It is my husband. I was thinking about that actually the other day. I was like, everything I do is accessible in the eyes of God now.
Yes.
It's okay.
Doesn't matter. We don't want the details, but everything we can think of is still okay.
I'm not shaming you at all, Kate. My concern is, when did you sleep? Because as an older person, I'm like, you can't have done this all night long.
No,
surely you had
not.
Things to do the next day.
I was a teacher. I went to school. I was worse. I was a Sunday school teacher.
That's terrible.
Yeah, this is what parents don't know. They have good Tinder dates and then go teach your children.
Do you know how hard it is to explain to children?
Tell me how hard it is.
When you're trying to teach grade 10s about theater in the medieval era, and you're like, I am so tired. You can't explain to them why
you're tired.
Because I was jousting.
All right. You could just say you think your house is haunted.
Yeah,
you didn't sleep.
Did not sleep.
Give them
last
different
night.
Issues. Make them believe in ghosts.
Yeah, you know when it's like, you know what I think we should do today is we should watch a movie.
None of their business. None of their business because they are at the peak of their sexuality and they're also busy laughing at each other.
In grade 10, sure.
Mel would be surprised.
I would be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm very prudish.
I don't know because I was a late bloomer.
Me too.
I also was.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, age.
21.
Oof.
19.
I can't say this on radio.
You just said you were
my
a late
parents
bloomer.
Are listening.
Okay, mine was also 19.
Angels, angels. No men allowed.
Angel Campy.
These are the best I could bring you, and I apologize.
Mel Jones.
I'm just saying this because I'm hoping to make the promo.
Kate Pinchuk.
I have the voice of a harida.
Tumi Mkar.
I feel like I'm doing a pageant. I'm 27 years old, but I look 12.
Names and places have been changed to protect the innocent.
So we've been discussing how Kate met her now husband. And it was through Tinder. It was an instant match through a friend giving a review, which we think Tinder should come with. And then you started dating.
Yes.
And then before all of us could blink, Kate told us, oh, by the way, I'm married.
Yes.
None of us, we didn't get to try catch a garter at your reception. We didn't get to be drunk and hit on your barman.
And let's be honest, some of us single girls needed a garter thrown in our direction.
Exactly. We wanted a little Beyonce, all the single ladies on the dance floor. Kate gave us none of that. Why did you get married so selfishly?
I am still going to have a wedding.
Oh, okay.
That's what they all say, hey? 20 years down the line, it's like, no.
No, we weren't invited to your wedding either, so please don't.
Yeah. To me, none of us were invited to a wedding.
It was COVID, okay?
You had a big one. You've already told us on Angels Angels in the past that you broke COVID.
We don't need to be talking about her husband like that. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be talking about her husband. He's not here. You had a big one. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so Kate, how long ago did you get married? We're sitting now in... early November?
I can't count, but the end of May.
Didn't you say it was in your calendar?
June, July, August, September, 5 months ago.
Okay, so you got married in May 2022.
Yeah.
How long had you been dating by the time you got married?
We'd been dating for a bit over 2 years, but we'd been living together for 2 years.
Oh, okay. So you moved in together straight after you started
dating. Yeah, the first date. We didn't move in together at the beginning of COVID because we thought that would be a bad idea because we'd only been dating for 2 months and we were like, this could go south. And then a month into COVID, we were talking to each other on the phone every day and I was like, I was living with my family, my whole family, And I was like, this is a worse idea.
Can I ask you how many people in your family?
Three, and that was too many.
Including you.
She said whole family, and I thought seven people.
That's what I thought. Because you need to put things in perspective. Yeah. When you, Kate, say my whole family, yeah. And when I say my whole family,
and when I say very my whole family. Whole family.
Different races and yeah. whole family.
Yeah. Exactly.
My like, Hassan. So, like, okay. Four including me, but you must understand we're all Jewish and my parents are psychologists, so everyone comes, each one of them is a lot as an individual.
So both of your parents are psychologists?
Yes, both my parents are psychologists.
My goodness, the conversation between the two of them must be a lot.
When I like got caught for things as a teenager, I didn't get grounded. I was in a 3-hour conversation in someone's workroom about like, why did I do the things that I was doing?
I'm so happy now that my parents had no education. It's so much easier.
I'm so happy that my parents just ignored me. I'm like, I was neglected, but I'm grateful.
So Kate, I got caught smoking and my parents were like, we'll deal with this later. I'm still waiting, y'all.
So Kate's punishment was therapy. Nice.
With yes. my parents.
Must be nice.
Must be nice with all that privilege. I'm sorry.
Angels. No men allowed. Angel Campy. These are the best I could bring you, and I apologize.
Mel Jones.
I'm just saying this because I'm hoping to make the promo.
Kate Pinchuk.
I have the voice of a Harida.
Tumim Carr.
I feel like I'm doing a pageant. I'm 27 years old, but I look 12. Are you satisfied?
Twinkle in your eye. Names and places have been changed to protect the innocent.
We're still trying to save up for therapy, and Kate had it as punishment.
Have you had therapy with your own parents?
Yeah. No, because as we've established, they don't have an education.
But the thing
the
is,
the people who made you need therapy.
Okay, so you were living with two therapists and a sibling.
Yes.
Two Jewish therapists
and a sibling.
Tell us about the sibling, older, younger.
Younger, oof. Just so much. It was just a lot. Two dogs. The dogs are insane. It's hard to explain how insane the dogs are. The dogs eat, you know, like leopard toads are supposed to...
Endangered?
Yeah, they're endangered, and I found out from the neighborhood WhatsApp group my parents are in are supposed to kill dogs.
What?
My dogs lick leopard toads to foam at the mouth for fun, my parents' dogs. That's what they do for like a fun Saturday.
So they get high
and
on leopard toads.
So when they go and they lick the leopard toads and they foam at the mouth, do your parents take them to therapy?
Do the parents say, why do you feel you need drugs to escape your reality?
Sorry, what's a leopard toad?
I have no idea.
It's a South African frog.
Okay.
Apparently it's toxic, but that's brand new information.
Oh, I dated some of those.
Oh, wow.
Shade.
All right, so you then decided to move in with your now husband.
Yes.
So lockdown was favorable, ultimately.
It actually, like, I feel bad. I do feel a bit bad about it because I know a lot of people had a really rough time. But yeah.
You were new loved up.
I was kind of new loved up, and like, The Last Dance had just dropped on Netflix, and I learned about Michael Jordan, so that was kind of cool.
Did you watch Tiger King?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tiger King was good. But I need to ask, does your husband know that he was married for you to escape your family?
I think that's the story of his autobiography.
Big time.
Good. And he married you anyway. That's so lovely.
Yes, he's met my family
now. He was like, let me save you, Kate. Yes. Let me save you.
He was like, she cannot stay with these people.
He's like, marriage man.
That's a superhero that I could get behind.
Angels. No men allowed.
Angel Campy.
These are the best I could bring you, and I apologize.
Mel Jones.
I'm just saying this because I'm hoping to make the promo.
Kate Pinchuk.
I have the voice of a Harida.
Tumim Carr.
I feel like I'm doing a pageant. I'm 27 years old, but I look 12. Are you satisfied?
A twinkle in your eye. Names and places have been changed to protect the innocent.
Based on your favorite subject in primary school, what did you think you were going to be, Tumi?
Well, in primary school, I actually thought I was going to be a chartered accountant.
Why are you guys laughing?
No primary school child knows what a chartered accountant is.
Hey, hey, so boring. Hey,
listen, okay, wow. I was special, okay?
You still are, dear.
Thank you.
Even more so all of a sudden.
Thank you. Yeah, I think my parents would have never imagined me telling jokes in life. They thought I would be doing something with maths.
So you loved maths in primary school?
Yeah, I loved it.
No, you're not. You were so a chartered accountant. No,
I enjoyed it. I just don't know now if I enjoyed it or it's because I was good at it.
Which parental figure told you the word chartered accountant?
My grandfather. Okay, so let me explain this, right? My grandfather had this obsession with doctors. Mm. So he wanted one of his kids to be a doctor. Every time he would have a child, he'd be like, "Ooh, future doctor, future doctor." And then I came and I looked smart in primary. Okay.
Yeah, I was good at math. You've told us you did pageants.
So, yes. And we heard your story of how you won.
So he was like, "Oh, doctor." And then I said, "I don't like blood."
Okay.
So he went and found another career for me.
Did grandpa not say doctor of philosophy, maybe?
No, he
did.
Did
he not
like
know there's
doctor.
More than one doctor in this world?
No, but now that he knows, he keeps asking me, when am I studying further so I can actually be a doctor? But anyway, I told him I don't like blood, I don't want to cut people and all of that. So then he went and found another career for me, which...
I thought you was going to say, he went and found another grandchild.
Not another grandchild,
Gramps
another
went
career.
Went to Google and then was he, like, what
met,
else?
He met this lady that was a chartered accountant and she looked like she had money and she said she works with numbers. And he was like, "You're going to be a chartered accountant." And I said, "That sounds cool. No one in my class knows it." So that's what I did for career day. I was the only one.
When they were like, "This is about how they went on uncharted waters," you were like, "Chartered accountant." Yes. I'd never heard chartered accountant until I was in my 20s. Yeah. That's why I'm interrogating you so hard.
No, I mean, I still was don't the really only know chartered what accountant at career day.
Like, I still don't. I know what an accountant is, but what's the difference with chartered?
I even know what an actuary is.
Yeah,
but I don't know what a chartered accountant is.
Yeah, Tumi, what is a chartered accountant?
No, you don't know.
Become it.
A chartered accountant is what I didn't do.
I didn't become it.
Angels. No men allowed.
Angel Campy.
These are the best I could bring you, and I apologize.
Mel Jones.
I'm just saying this because I'm hoping to make the promo.
Kate Pinchuk.
I have the voice of a Harida. Oh.
Tumi Mkar.
I feel like I'm doing a pageant. I'm 27 years old, but I look 12.
Names and places have been changed to protect the innocent.
So actually, I did end up studying accounting eventually.
Did
after
you do
studying actuarial science and failing. So then I went into accounting.
But you got into actuarial science, which means you were smart enough in the beginning.
Yes, I actually did.
Why did you fail? Did you meet a boy?
Yes. My mom doesn't listen to Smile FM, hopefully. Because my mom thinks that I was just studying so hard.
You're happily married. You know. You've succeeded in your mother's eyes. You can tell her you met a boy and you messed
up. Yeah, I did. I met a boy and he really messed up my life. I could have been an actuary today, guys, but then you might not have met me. So
no.
You wouldn't
you
be here
him.
Right now.
Yeah, you should really thank
I'm okay with it. I don't think you would have gone with it. Just go be an actuary.
Maybe the Rand would be doing better if Tumi hadn't met a boy.
Yeah, no? Who is this boy? Let's go find him.
Been working behind the scenes and some financial institute has saved the country. Okay, so you messed up being an actuary.
And then I messed up being a chartered accountant.
Did you get a degree?
I got a degree in accounting, actually.
But not chartered.
I didn't have a degree in accounting. Just not chartered. It's just the idea of doing 3 years of auditing. Mm-mm.
Do you think chartered accountants is if you in the top 10, then you're charting?
No. No, you have to do things.
Like, if you're a pop star, then you're charting.
You have to do things.
There are things you have to do that I wasn't willing to do, okay?
Wow, you know what? There's HR for that.
Okay? I didn't know that was happening in the accounting world as well.
You know, there was a big Me Too movement. It doesn't need to be.
You don't have to do that anymore to me.
Especially since you're married. You certainly don't have to do that anymore.
I thought you did science.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I actually have no bone of science in me. I didn't have a single science subject, even in high school.
Really?
Yeah, my teachers shouted at me a lot.
They said, do you know how many engineers we need that are female? Well, I messed that one up. But actually what they said was we need more female engineers. Now, yeah.
Because Kate's here now. She's a descendant of two therapists.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which she's an inherited
kind of a therapist.
Yeah, she's a PK.
That translates that's very, very weird in Afrikaans.
That's not. Please let's define.
Okay.
What does it mean to you?
Well, on a normal day, it means preacher's kid.
Oh, okay.
But today.
Don't say that to an Afrikaans
person. So she's a TK, a therapist.
But I was thinking like psychologist.
Come on closer. After that, here's our disclaimer. No salt, MSG, artificial coloring, or flavoring added. May contain nuts.